Thank you, Diego. I'd like to thank everybody for their contributions. We will take them into consideration in our work. Before moving on to Articles 15 and 16, we're going to change the experts that are at the podium. I'd like to thank Ana Maria and Diego for your contribution. I'm going to invite Smita Narula, Mignon Bayai, and Christophe Gollet to the podium, please.
Gracias. Vamos a pasar al artículo 15.
Thank you. We're going to move on to Article 15, which is right to adequate food. As in other cases, I'd like to emphasise that in this article we've tried to accommodate concerns raised by delegations in past sessions and in informal meetings. In particular, I refer to concerns regarding food sovereignty, because as you see, this term does not figure in the title. You'll also see that paragraph 4 reflects the fact that many states and regions recognize the right to food sovereignty. And as such, we believe that this drafting does not affect the position or the legal systems of the states who have expressed concern regarding the issue of food sovereignty. This drafting format has already been used on other occasions. So, in different legal texts, we recognize these different approaches to the same issue. So we've used the same, this drafting format has been used in other international instruments and Human Rights Council resolutions to express the fact that there are different views on the same issue in different corners of the world. Now that being said, I'd therefore like to open the floor for any delegations which wish to make concerns on article, comments on Article 15, sorry.
La Unión Europea tiene la palabra.
European Union.